Happy Samhain. It's the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 482. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic and geek musician and your host. And this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists. Share the show with your friends. Find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. We kicked off the show with David Pedrick. That's from his new album, On the Way. And that's a track called Banish Misfortune. And I thought it was really cool because he emailed me this week. He asked me to interview on the Working Musician podcast that he hosts. I didn't know he had a podcast. Actually, I'd love it to know if you know of a Celtic musician or band that has a podcast. Drop me an email, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I'd love to know what other bands and groups have podcasts. So check it out. Now, of course, the Americanized Halloween is also Samhain to the Celts. And this show is going to be a mix of songs and tunes that will be a little bit Celtic, a little bit Halloween. And it's a nice fusion because that's kind of what this show is all about. So next up is Harmundi with Werewolf Set from their album Orvalo Boreal. Thank you.
Thank you. I've traveled. Mad Maudlin goes on dirty toes for to save her shoes from gravel.
Still I sing bunny boys, bunny mad boys, bedlam boys are bonny. For they all go bare and they live by the air and they want no drink or money.
I went down to Satan's kitchen for to beg my food one morning. And there I got some scraping hot, all on the spit a turning.
Still I sing bunny boys, bunny mad boys, bedlam boys are bonny. For they all go bare and they live by the air and they want no drink nor money.
There I took up a cauldron where I boiled a thousand harlots. Though full of flame I drank the same to the health of all such varlets.
Still I sing bunny boys, bunny mad boys, bedlam boys are bonny. For they all go bare and they live by the air and they want no drink nor money.
Spirits white as light. They'll howl the demon louder.
Still I sing bunny boys, bunny mad boys, bedlam boys are bonny. For they all go bare and they live by the air and they want no drink or money.
No gypsies, blood or dogs, he shall win in that town from me. I'll weep all night, the stars are fight, the fray will well become me.
After Hammundi came Poor Man's Fortune with The Unquiet Grave from In Good Times, then March of the Men on Tichamboul, Tuttles and Brenda Stubert's by Carol Waldman from her self-titled album, then The Merry Wives of Windsor with Bedlam Boys from Buy Yourself Another. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Jared Ulmer emailed, "Hi Mark, longtime listener and big fan here. I had a quandary I was curious if you had any insight on. I've recently started collecting vinyl. However, my Celtic record collection is much smaller than I like. It seems like a lot of older artists are out of print and newer artists distribute mostly digitally. Are you aware of any resources to find groups, perhaps ones featured on your podcast that offer music in this format?" Ooh, Jared, that's going to be a challenge. I don't know of many artists who are actually putting out vinyl, certainly Celtic ones. As far as the older albums, probably your best bet is going to some of those small record stores that have vinyl. One of my best friends in Maryland, he sent me a whole bunch of Celtic albums. Now, admittedly, you know, there were some Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem, but there's also some even more obscure stuff from the 30s and 40s style of Celtic music, which is some of it was delightful, some of it not so much. So I think that might be your best bet, though, is to look in some old bins and see what you can find. Good luck, though. I sadly don't know of anyone. If anyone else out there knows of something, let me know. David Turner replied to the Celtic Music Magazine, "Hello, Mark. Thank you so much for your podcast, which has been a constant companion these past few months. It's very weird listening to pre-COVID episodes with you expressing all the freedom of looking ahead with anticipation." Oh, well. Now, favorites could be a long list. However, I still get prickles remembering the immense involuntary roar at the conclusion of a concert by the Battlefield Band in Port Ferry in 1991. A roar not generated in the vocal cords, but deep from the core, as Big Ian and Wee John finally brought their frenzied duet to a close. The entire tent vibrating and humming with exhilaration, tears in my eyes again. Yes, what a band. So my favorite Scottish band, hooray. Honorary mentions to Dick Gawkin, Ali Bain, and Dougie McLean. To Ireland and Mary Black. Now, this choice could well be clouded by my intense infatuation with her song, Song for Ireland. It stops me in my tracks every time. Andy Irvine is also a hero. Keep the good work, Mark. We need good people like you. Warm regards, David. Thank you, David. I appreciate you sharing your stories. That sounds like an amazing moment in time in 1991. I'm glad you got to experience that. Hopefully, one day we'll experience more of that in the future. So, Bill Wall emailed a photo. Cade Mila Falcha. I probably misspelled that. I've been meaning to subscribe for a while, but when I heard a few people drop off, I knew I needed to step up. The music of your podcast stirs up many emotions in me. I have been sober for 5 years now, and I listen to your podcast driving to one of my favorite 12-step meetings about 40 minutes away from my house. For all the wild roving I've done with Celtic music in the background, it's great to hear the music on the way to centering myself. The drive is from my stereotypical suburban environment into a wooded canyon where we meet at a monastery. The monastery has green hills behind it for a beautiful hike, which reminds me of my time in Ireland. Since I know you like pictures, I thought I'd include these two. Thank you for all you do to keep bringing the happy war songs and sad love songs. Thank you, Bill. It's my great pleasure, and I hope you are moving well on your path to sobriety and finding a little bit more inner peace. So I'm glad the music can help. That's really fantastic that the music has so many purposes in life. So thank you so much for sharing that. Next up, we have the Tannehill Weavers with the Ghosts of Mick McDonnell from Orach.
I think I died quite quickly, with no time to repent. I rose up from my Belgian grave one morning in the rain, and I walked back down to Ypres, to the place where I was slain. I stopped beneath a white stone arch, and there I read the names of all those loyal comrades, fated just the same. Torn to blood-red ribbons, answering the call, I shed a tear for those young men didn't have to fall. I heard somebody saying that a century had passed. The silence, it was deafening. The guns had stopped at last. No rats, no barbed wire fences, no gas, no cannon spray. They said
for their tomorrow. We gave our today. Trenches where the slaughtered lambs once died. No man's land, a graveyard now crosses side by side. From near and far of nations, allies tried and true, all for one were marching to the very same tattoo. They call that war the Great War, and if they only knew, there was nothing great about it. It was rotten through and through. Thousands upon thousands of my fellow Irish men would not live to ever see their homeland once again. I am Corporal Mick MacDonald, Royal Irish Regiment. I pray you learn from history and heed my testament. My ghost now marches Flanders fields in sunshine and in snow. How I long for Tipperary and the sweetest girl I know. We'll be right back.
bride to me came walking, she's a beauty to behold. She drove the man mad, but she was so sad, so many secrets untold. She led me to a place in the woods, how could I be led by her charms? When I heard her wail, I knew without fail a loved one would come to some harm. Oh, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to hear her sing. If I hear the keening, I know what it means, I don't want to hear her sing. I met an old woman with silver gray hair, her fingers and teeth were all rotten. She was dressed in all rags, her eyes were pure black, bad memories would not be forgotten. I should have known when I heard the cry, she came to bring pain and displeasure. For she looked so pale that under her veil a warning of pain beyond measure. Oh, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to hear her sing. If I hear the keening, I know what it means, I don't want to hear her sing. There once was a washerwoman who was naked from the waist up. I heard it said that she had no head and she carried a bowl full of blood. I never should have approached her, you really will not believe this. All I could hear was the sound of her wings as she vanished into the mist. Oh, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to hear her sing. If I hear the keening, I know what it means, I don't want to hear her sing. Oh, I don't want to hear it, I don't want to hear her sing. If I hear the keening, I know what it means, I don't want to hear her sing.
Thank you. on, till he felt the brigand son grab hold of him or the way. Then the thief took his revenge, and he beat the man an ending with a cat of nine tails for the way. Well, he shrieked the night, bloodied by the fire like a cat, he shrieked o'er the way. O'er the way, o'er the way, o'er the way, o'er the way.
After the Tannehill Weavers came the homespun Kaylee Band from their demo that was 9 points of Roguery, Gravel Walk, and The High Reel. Then came Blame Not the Bard, that was the Banshee from their album The Sound Check. Then Andrew Finn McGill with Lament for Staker Wallace from Drive and Lift. And then Over the Way by yours truly from my CD St. Patrick's Day. And finally Mary Van Hooser, that was Fairy Caper from Bard and Kaylee. Celtic Podcast News. So in really sad news, well, sort of sad, it's sad and then happy again, Fungi, the famed dolphin, went missing a few weeks ago from his home in Dingle, Ireland. And it seems he has been found. I guess he was kind of bummed by the decrease in tourism, and so he was going out and traveling around to further other places. And I'm so happy that he was indeed found. Erin Breen sent an article that she had published on Irish Central, and it has links also to her podcast where she chatted with people who hung out with Fungi. So go check that out. You'll find a link in the show notes. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. A super special thanks to our newest patrons, Bruce C., Michael K., Tom S. and Keaton. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. And if you're looking for another way to support the podcast, you can also buy an Irish and Celtic Music podcast shirt in our store. Every shirt you buy will also get you a free download of one of my albums. The 2018 shirt is on clearance for just $7. You can get a download of my St. Patrick's Day album. So that's a great way to support the podcast as well and get an awesome shirt to wear. So go check it out, magerecords.com. And of course, if you want to travel with me, every year I take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us with an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. Learn more about the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. And of course, in 2021, we are planning a trip to the banks of Loch Lomond in Scotland. We'll see if we can make this happen. But I hope you'll come sign up at CelticInvasion.com with the hope that perhaps we'll go there. All right, next up we have Water Street Bridge. From their album Filker's Handbook, the track is Brown Eyed Ghoul.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la- stroll at night. No people left to chew. We might as well be dead, oh you. A brown-eyed ghoul. You, my brown-eyed ghoul. Do you remember when they used to scream, shalom?
Their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn vow, John Vardicone must die. They've plowed, they've sown, they've harrowed him in, threw clods upon his head. And these three men made a solemn vow, John Barleycorn was dead. They've let him lie for a long, long time, till the rains from heaven did fall, and little Sir John sprung up his head, and so amazed them all. They've let him stand till midsummer's day, till he looked pale and wan. And little Sir John's grown a long, long beard, and so became a man. Then came the men with their scythes so sharp to cut him off at the knee. They rolled, they tied him by the waist to serve most barbarously. They've hired men with their sharp pitchforks who pricked him to the heart. And the loader, he has served him worse than that. He's bound him to the car. And there they made a solemn oath on poor John Barleycorn. They've hired men with their crabtree sticks to beat him skin from bone. And the miller, he has served him worse than that, for he's drowned him between two stones. Now little Sir John and the nut brown bowl, his brandy in the glass. Little Sir John and the nut brown bowl proved the strongest man at last. The huntsman, he can't hunt the fox no more, nor loudly blow his horn. And the tinker, he can't mend the kettle or the pots without a little barley.
Just before my day of death, it's a tale that happened long ago, and time since has gone so slow. But now I must regale. Bet, bruised and broken, shape the stories of my life. Bastard words unspoken, cut deeper than a knife. Wounds heal, leave a scar, and tell a tale I went too far. Like lines upon my. Yeah.
hell. The landlord rent, it did increase, and the potato crop, well, it did cease. We cursed that bastard well. To see the children's faces, make the best of what they've got. What should he hold all the aces? The landlord should be shot. For the misery that he did heap on broken women, they did. It's time he had to go.
After Water Street Bridge came Madison Matricula Roberts with All the Pretty Horses, Drowning Song, from a single, then Trip McCool with Johnny Barleycorn Must Die from Hang Me Out to Dry, and finally Banshee's Wail by Medusa's Wake from Rascals and Rogues. I hope you enjoyed this week's show, and if you did, please tell a friend or a dozen. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. So if you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow the artists on Spotify or Amazon, see their shows, drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week you'll get a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up today. And finally, don't forget to vote in the Celt Top 20. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. Just list the show number and the name of as many bands in the episode as you like. Your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic Music of 2020 episode. So go cast your vote right now. We have one more month for voting and for episodes, so make it count. All right, we're going to finish up with Melanie Gruben. This is Take Me to Faye from her album, A Fairy Song. Thank you so much for listening, and have a happy Samhain. Sláinte. Thank you. The Irish and Guilty Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show was produced by Mark Gundy Kiltfather. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.